Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our topic for discussion this evening is volunteer programs. Are they worthwhile or are they exploitative? And it's a sort of difficult thing to answer because I feel that there's not a clear-cut answer that can answer everybody's perceptions or everybody's experiences with volunteer programs. I've been in volunteer programs man, it was just such a good experience for me. And that what I've learned, I know that I will obviously take to my grave because I was volunteering in it. The problem that I feel that we should be cautious about is twofold. Firstly, you as a volunteer do need to realize that just because, and this is, I see something in my field as well, just because you've completed the academical studies or theological studies, if you want to be a minister, does not mean that you've got all the life experience that you need in order for you to be successful in your career that you want to pursue. For those of us that are intellectually inclined, it literally does not help you just to have all the intellect in the world. It does not help you. All the book study in the world is not going to help you to become a minister or to become an engineer. Right? So you do need to volunteer at a certain stage. Now, what does volunteer mean? Well, what's my understanding of volunteer is that you are willing to work at a place without remuneration, right? So you're working and you're not getting paid. That's the, or get, not getting a internship means you get paid a small amount. Volunteer means that you don't get paid at all. However, having said that, you can work at a place and try to get the experience that you need, right? But then they exploit you. And I feel, I don't want to step on any toes here, but I do feel to a certain degree that is currently what's happening with medical students in South Africa. They get placed, or I don't even want to say placed, I want to say they get dumped in state hospitals, and then a lot of times they're the only ones that's there, and they need to work like 90-hour shifts. And then at the end of that 90 hours, they can't barely save a life because they're dead on their feet. But they are volunteering and they've got, apparently they get all these wonderful experiences. That I feel is exploitative. Somebody is exploiting you. In other words, somebody is getting all of the benefits and you are not getting any benefit whatsoever. So be cautious of stuff like that. If you feel that you are working in a volunteer relationship or in a volunteer situation and you are being exploited, what I think you should do, and this is obviously my advice for everyone in basically any situation in life, get yourself people to whom you can talk to and let them in on what's happening. Now, why do I want you to do that? I want you to do that so that you can get a council of people. Proverbs say there's a council in wisdom, of there's wisdom in council rather, right? So that you can get people to tell you whether you are being exploited or whether you are might just be overly sensitive. We need to work very hard nowadays to make a life. We need to get somewhere in life, you need to be totally different from the pack. And that, unfortunately, needs to be said, and that needs to be that you need to work hard in order for you to do that. Now, people that have worked hard in the past, people that were grinding to get ahead of life, get ahead in life, would be able to tell you, like, listen, this is not exploitative. This is just what life is like. We've unfortunately adapted to this superior level of comfort in which we feel that hard work is not a good thing. Not at all what's happening in the world, not at all what's happening in a lot of countries, not at all what's actually the face or the perception that we have. So be cautious of that. Just take that into consideration. Just know that the possibility does exist that you might be sensitive. I'm not saying that you are, but that you might be. That's why I'm telling you, get a council of people. And another thing that you do need to take into consideration is that your parents might not be the best counsel. Your mom might feel that you're being exploited. Your dad feel that you're just not working hard enough. So get a different counsel. get friends, get perhaps if you're in university, get one of your lecturers or something. So the basic answer to this question is it worthwhile or all the exploitative? It is worthwhile. Sometimes we need to realize in life that getting 12 years experience takes 12 years of living and working. And that is something that we do need to have. But if someone is misusing you and exploiting you, that is also not a situation that you want in to be in. That's also not God's heart for you.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.